last time, we make it more clear about why after the Tzimtzum, why after the contraction, there's no longer circular awareness of the light toward the receiver, toward the container, toward the vessel. Meaning, the kav mean a line. Now, when we talk about line, we talk about a limited amount of light will come into the vessel. Why? We explained last week that the container, the vessel, the desire is built from four categories. That the fourth one is the strongest one. The fourth one called Malchut. Now, Malchut is the one that went under the Tzimtzum, under the contraction. And because of that, the Tzimtzum, meaning that Malchut say, I don't want to receive, basically, that's what Malchut said, I don't want to receive, and the light cannot give, because there is no coercion in spirituality. If you don't want to receive, the light cannot give. You can take the horse to the water, but you cannot force the horse to drink. Very, very simple. So, because of that, what drew the light was only the first three level of desire, which called Prina Aleph, Prina Bet, Prina Gimel, phase one, phase two, phase three, or if you want, Chochmah, Bina, and Zer Anpin. But Malchut could no longer be an active player in this game that called the desire to receive versus the desire to share of the light. It was no longer relationship. Because of that, the amount of light that started coming into the container was very little. That's very little amount of light. We have a name for it. It's called line. L-I-N-E. Line. Line. Why do we call it line? Because it almost looked like, I don't want you to put the physical picture, but it almost looked like line, like almost like a straw. You know, when you drink orange juice with a straw, there is amount of orange juice that will come into your mouth. So what is the straw is doing? It's limited the amount of liquid that will come into your mouth. Because if you don't have the straw and you open it, if you remember the old Tropicana, you used to open it, if you remember like that, and sometimes you spill on your shirt or this, what happened? Because you get want to get all of it. But even that was good. Can you imagine before that, you used to open it without you could do that, and then it would be very difficult. You know, or the milk of the old days, if you remember. The milk used to be in those little bag. You know what I'm talking about? The plastic bag that move. You don't remember that? Okay. I guess you're too young. So, and you used to cut it on a corner, so the milk used to be from plastic. It used to be with the plastic cover. It used to be a box and plastic cover. You could have an option. So you have to be gentle, because if you press it, all could come out. So what I'm trying to say, the light itself want to give everything. Nothing ever changed. But because the container, the receiver, the vessel said, I don't want from Prina Dalet, the fourth phase, which is Malchut, say, I don't want. Why I don't want? Simply because the Prina Dalet want to become like the light. Meaning the vessel, what God created as a receiver, want to become like God, want to become like the creator, want to become like the light, which is a very noble idea, but it's not according to the blueprint of the creator. Okay? That's how can I explain it? It's a noble idea that you don't want to receive. Very nice of you not to say no and you want to become like the creator, but who asks you to? Nobody asks you to do that. The creator asks you to receive, and that's it. That's the game. You came up with the idea, I don't want to receive. There is something there already not working. That's the first virus in a creation. And because of that, the amount of light that came was very little amount of light. It's called the line. So now, before that, how much light came? Everything. Everything. What is everything? It's called circular light. What is now coming? Linear light. There is now a difference between circular and linear. Okay, circular mean everything. Linear mean without Prina Dalet, without the fourth phase. That's what linear mean. All right? Everybody okay with that? You got a problem with that or question? Good? Okay. I'm very happy. So Rabbi Isaac Luria said, this kav, this line, Minaora Golo Shelo Milemala Lemata Mishalshel V'yoret Tochachal Alav. This is Rabbi Isaac Luria, not Rabbi Ashlag. This light is coming from the circular light. What does that mean, circular light? It doesn't mean really circle. It means a light that has no beginning, no end. And it's going from above to below, umishtalshel, and going through different level until he comes to that space. Say Rav Ashlag, the circular picture as we see it, meaning, what does that mean, the light, the circular light, give a line? Line is not circle. So why do we call it the circular light? Say Rav Ashlag, tell us, teach us Rav Ashlag, okay? That, שאפילו לאחר הצמצום, even after the contraction, after the time that the Malchut say, I don't want it, נשאר האור עד למתמודד העיגול. The light never changed. The light stay exactly the same. What does that mean, the light stay exactly the same? Everything stayed the same. And this is one of the biggest mistakes that people are doing when then they are on the way to religion or spirituality or some self-awareness courses they take. Why is that become a problem for them? Because people start to believe that the light is changing. One of my pleasures yesterday, when I gave the lecture in New York, in KJ, in that synagogue, that was rabbis, it was different religious people. So when I shared that, and they were receptive, I was very happy. I feel like I'm changing the world, you know. Nobody ever dared to go to a synagogue and actually talk like that and tell them that this is a change that need to be made. So it's saying, Nishar Elyon Betmunat HaIgul. So the light itself never changed. The endless light never changed. So it stay a circle. Shepirusho bli efchen madregot. The circular light, what does that mean, it stays circular? It means it didn't become levels there. וכל דלת הבחינות שוות אצלו במעלה. And within the light, everything is equal. התאמו, כמו שאמר לאל בדיבור הסורת, עניין החידוש במקרה אינם נוהגים חס ושלום באור העליון. We need to know, רב אשלג said, חס ושלום, to not ever think that the light changed. It's the biggest crime, biggest sin a person can do. You know, you're having sometimes a bad day. You're having some people talk about the Holocaust. And some people talk sometimes about the Spanish Inquisition. Some people talk about the burning building in London. Some people talk about 9/11. You know, many people can fall into a doubt. Where was God when all this happening? It's a tough question to answer. Usually as a rabbi, you know, when you start in your journey, you don't want to go there to that question. You don't want to go to that question. You know, yesterday when I gave the lecture, people were more impressed with the lady, I think she was a Holocaust survivor, that bothered me the whole class. They were more impressed from her. She's sitting in the synagogue in Manhattan. They were impressed by me not getting annoyed by that. And I said, it did annoy me, but what do you want me to do? I have to continue, you know, what do you want me to do? It's part of my tikkun, part of my patient. Huh? And the reason I'm saying it, we can't see the light change, not in the Holocaust, not in Inquisition, not in the place that burned in London, not in the 9/11. And that's where you know you're spiritual. So the light, in the day that it was a good day, or the day that it was a bad day, the light worked exactly the same. Exactly the same. Nothing changed. And that's very hard for people who begin their spirituality. That's where people fall most of the time. That's where priests, rabbis make their money. That's how you make money. How do you make money? You have to say God is not happy with your performance. When you say God don't happy with your performance, I can take money from you now. You know, you're afraid. Fear is pharmaceutical, stockbroker, lawyers, you know, doctor. Last Friday I gave a lecture in a hospital. In Long Beach, you know, I forgot to tell you that. So I went Friday, was about 65 doctors, some surgeons, some that. And I said something that for 20 years I teach the same material about healing in the body. So one Japanese surgeon, I said, something said, that's not true. I said, okay, what's the truth then? Then he told me. And I accepted it. He was so respectful after that. He listened to all, he was so happy about it. But it was so much fun, you know, to talk to different people. You know, God gave me opportunity to go talk to rabbis yesterday, to go talk to surgeon. It's like an opportunity from God that come, I don't know even from where. But the main thing that I'm giving message to people, which is a hard message for people, nothing changed. From God's point of view, nothing changed. It's not easy, not easy. Because, you know, you have pain, right? You have pain in your body. You have pain relationship-wise. You have pain. So what happened? Where is God? Where is God at that point? God never changed. That's why it says the light was circle. The light stays circle. But the amount of light that went into the vessel was line. So what the vessel achieved or received was line, which means things with levels. Line as level, as different level. But the light has no level, no level. There's no bad day. There's no good day. So what is it then? And that's why a person needs to do meditation and get into awareness and get into increase the level of connection. Meaning what? Meaning that when you start connect to a force and you understand that that force has everything in it, meaning everybody is waiting for the day that everything will be perfect. From the light point of view, that day is here. That day is here. What about the tower in London? People die, children die. Mother with six kids make it downstairs and then she saw one kid is missing. What kind of feeling is that? Go tell her that God is the same. God is the same 3 days ago when they had a good pizza in a restaurant, and God is now after she lost her child. How can you say that? It's not about feeling, it's about a fact. And that's where you start understanding spirituality. So when you're making, let's say, big money, the day you won the lottery ticket, you have $438 million in your pocket, and you're happy, is the same day, God forbid, of the child in London. Why? When you look at the what we call Talmudic study of how you should behave. So it's a Keshem Sheba Varchim ala Tova Mevarchim ala Ra. As much as you bless about something good, you bless about something bad. There's the same blessing for both. How can that be? Because the person is committing spiritually to get into that level every day. So that's the test every day. Every day, please. I want to see the good. I want to see the good. The reason I choose this Shabbat to open my house and invite everybody for this Shabbat is because this Shabbat is one of the most important Shabbat of the year. Why? Because the spy, as I spoke yesterday in the synagogue, the spy and consciousness, they couldn't raise their consciousness to Etz Chaim, to Tree of Life. They couldn't do that. They get stuck. What is Etz Hadat Tovera? What is Tree of Life? Good, but that's the line. What is Etz Chaim, Tree of Life? That's a circle. Once you tap into that circle, it's a place that chaos don't take a place. You cannot connect to chaos. So what do you do? That's difficult, what I'm going to tell you now. Can you change chaos? Most people promise you to change your chaos. I'm telling you, today, tonight, telling it to most of the people who know me for many years, chaos cannot be changed. Chaos cannot be removed. What could happen? You can rise above that. And wherever you rise yourself to, chaos don't exist there. But the chaos that's going on there it's part of what we call the line consciousness, or the Etz Hadat consciousness, tree of knowledge consciousness. The mud stay the mud. You cannot do something about the mud. It's the mud. What are you going to do? Walk on the mud and don't get dirty? You have to get dirty. But you can climb above the mud. You know? They say smart people know how to get out of problem. Genius people don't even go into problem. Right? That's a difference. So it's a consciousness. It's a consciousness. So when problem happened to you and you're not feeling happy about pain in your body or spiritual pain or emotional pain or something that really bothers you business-wise or whatever it is, you have to ask yourself, why did I fall into Etz Hadat? Because I know that there is a higher level, which is circle, which is everything is perfect. How do I climb? What is it that I need to do to climb? That's why I love this Shabbat. I said, I love this Shabbat, and this Shabbat is the secret of money, a secret of success, secret of changing your frame of mind. It's because this Shabbat, you can change what happened because of this Shabbat. Tisha B'Av, 9 days of Av, you know that, right? When they came back, the spy came back, and they give a bad report. That's called, that happened on the 9th of the Tisha B'Av, the 9th day of Av. What happened also on the 9th day of Av? The Messiah will be born. So for some Messiah, for some, but, you know, so this is what's going on here. And that's why it says Chaz V'Shalom. That's why Rav Ashlag used the word Chaz V'Shalom for the people who say that God forbid, he said, that there is really something new with the Creator, additional form, or something that change because of your behavior, my behavior. We are absolutely, we need to believe and understand that the endless never change. The endless still available. Everything is still taking a place like it was in the beginning of creation. So when we talk about time, we already fell into the illusion. We already fell. When we say the endless happened 5,000 years ago, 7,000 years ago, we get crushed. Why? Because it's happening now. From the endless point of view, this is happening now. This study is happening right now. It's not like, oh, Abraham, Moses. This, also, Abraham happening now. Moses happening now. But what do you choose to connect? Do you connect to a time as a time of linear, meaning you are away from them as you grew, or as many years that pass, or time is circular, which means there's 365 days and a quarter, you always meet them in on the way, by, of course, working on yourself. So it's a very beautiful concept if we understand it, and if we go for it. But it's not enough to understand, I wanted to be honest with you, it's not enough to agree with it, not enough to understand, not even enough to remember that. It's got to be awakening of an awareness, if that makes sense to you. Awakening of awareness being knowing. You got to get to the knowing of things. For example, remember the day that you jumped to the pool, you didn't know how to swim. So your awareness was, I don't know how to swim. That's why it was your nerve system, include muscles, stop before you jump in. Then it was a day that you study how to swim. So you knew that you know how to swim, but you still have leftover of fear that maybe you're not that good. So it was a mix of nerve and muscles, but the joy that you have from last time. So now you have an awareness of, I'm okay, but then comes the third level, I'm definitely know how to swim. So you don't even stop. You saw those young people who run, woo, they jump to the pool because they know how to swim. Then comes the fourth level of awareness, which is the highest for all of them. I don't even think if I know, I don't know, I'm swimming. It's not even like you're walking, it's like you're breathing. It's not even thinking about it. Try sometimes, don't be careful with that, when to think about how you swallow the water. And you will always get shocked from that. Because once you start thinking about it, I didn't know that I know to swallow water. But once you don't think almost about it, I don't know if it makes sense, like you get to awareness that you're absolutely doing it, you don't know how to do it. You're doing it, and it's come. So there is a place called the endless. There is a place called the circular, that in that place, everything is happening. Everything is just, everything is going on. There's not good or bad or I know how to do. It's above that I know how to do. It's awareness. So for us, to capture that moment, got to be aware of those things. Aware means to study, like what we do now. Aware means to repeat it to my mind, to be aware of that. You're going to Israel, right? You're going to go to different grave. I remember I was on a bus with a Muslim tour guide. So he told me that maybe the guy who buried in Shechem, Yosef, the righteous, is not Joseph. So it's somebody else. Interesting, right? Awareness. So now you go into yourself, a tzaddik, are you going to the stone You're going to Joseph. You're going to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You're going to a stone. You're going for them. It's awareness change. And it, and that's the fight in a spiritual mind. Awareness change. Once your awareness changes, it's everything. Same for business. You go for business. How you approach business? Are you approach like a rich man, you already have it? Or you approach like, I'm not rich and I don't know what to do, so I'm going to try. Awareness. Awareness is everything. And I hope the word awareness is clear. You have to be aware of that it's there. You have to be aware that the endless light never changes. You got to be aware, never change. So whatever it is happening, whatever happened in London, unfortunately, or whatever somebody has the giving birth in London, that day was the same day for the one who gave birth to the one who lost the baby. But that's to do with the brain, like years of practice, years. And that's why a person who achieved to that level has no movement any longer. Okay? It's not us, it's not me. You know, I saw some people who achieved at that level, but I wouldn't tell you that I'm one of them. I'm working still on getting there every day, getting better. But it's good that we all need to know that we're all in the same plate here, and we're all going to try to do it better and better every day. To be aware of the endless is always there, the everything is the same. Things didn't work out, and that's why you don't want to get reactive. What are you getting reactive to? When you get reactive, you actually make whatever doesn't work work worse than it was meant to be, because you're actually saying that it's that what's not working is a reality. The reactive is not a bad thing. You know, if you get reactive, people try to stop being reactive. But if they're not being aware why reactive is bad, then stop being reactive has no meaning. Stop being reactive is only ever meaning if you understand that stop being reactive is because you are actually put a stamp, you put a seal on the letter that say, my life is full of chaos. Once you react to the, my life is full of chaos, it's true that your life is full of chaos. But if you don't react to my life is full of chaos, then actually there is some doubts in everybody's mind, including yourself, that your life is full of chaos. You start changing. So it's all awareness. It's that the mind is a tremendous, tremendous machine. So that's why Rav Ashla used the word chas v'shalom, God forbid. באור העליון, אין שם את זה. כל מיני ההתחדשות הבורים, אינם לחסי הכלים בלבד. He said, be careful. The way we experience the light is the only change we experience, but it's the way we experience. Four people experience same event. Are they all feel the same? No. We all agree. I went with my family, one of my favorite shows. It's a show that means a lot to me. I can watch it 1,000 times. It's called Lion King. And I can watch it. And I'm not big on Broadway show usually. Not at all. Lion King, I watched it, I think, 6, 7 times. Okay, I just can't stop. I have my keychain. I have the lion plastic. And wherever I go, it's with me. If there is a lot of meaning one time in private, I can tell you why. You know, it's... And my kids finally asked me 2 months ago, why? And then I told them. I said to them, so yeah, I tell you what. And I told them my story. I told them everything. And the reason I want to tell you, we're experiencing Lion King, everybody sees something else, right? Even if we watch the same thing, you experience based on your desire. You're not experiencing based on the event. The event can be the same for every human being, but the experience of the event is based on your desire. So you cannot tell me that that's what happened. You can tell me that's what I felt happened. Because the receiver defined what happened, not the event defined what happened, right? So for some people, that movie is good. For some people, that movie is not good. For some people, that relationship is good. For some people, that relationship is not good. You know, it's because based on your desire, kelim, kelim mean vessels, kelim mean containers, the light never changes. Same event. Same event, same event. And because of time, only because of time. Bad events seem like bad, and good events seem like good. But the event has no good and no bad. Event doesn't have good or bad. But because we don't look at the time. If we look at the time of 1,000 years, we look at it like in 1 minute. We see 1,000 here in 1 minute. Then you will see, I didn't know. You will see that something happening now, 120 years later, it's part of a picture. You can have an ugly part of the puzzle, but that ugly part of the puzzle complete the puzzle. So is it good or bad? By itself, it seems bad, but as part of the puzzle, it's a perfect picture. So, and that's why time is the toughest thing to break, because we're all relating to time. We're watching the time on the watch. We go to work, and it's time. We finish work on time. You know, time runs our lives. Everything is time. There's nothing but time. There's nothing. Nothing out there. What is out there? What do you got? What do you got beside time? You have the sun, you have the moon, you have the night, you have the day. You have time. You have time. People have, the good thing about life is death, and the bad things about life is death. Is death is bad or good? If you ask people from Hindu, from India, they will tell you it's the best thing happened to us because the drive force, they tell a person, change, transform, because you have a limited amount of time to do it. Right? If you tell a person who's party on the beach, if death is good, you say, it's terrible. My body ache, this, that. You can look at it like the same picture. You will look at it like in a different perspective based on your awareness, based on your desire, based on your kelim, based on your receiving ability. But the light never changed. What gave us as a test to overcome is time. But I don't think we ever can overcome it, like as human beings, because we're simple people. Like to get the idea of no time, it's almost impossible. We live in time. You wake up in the morning, that's time. You go to sleep at night, that's time. You walk a certain distance, it takes you a certain amount of time. You drive a certain distance, we govern by time. Everything is time. There's nothing else in this world, nothing. In the physical world, everything is one thing, time. When we get out of the illusion of time, what we say about God, right, in Adon Olam, the prayer called Adon Olam, we said, He was, He is, and He will be. And in the same words. How can He was, He is, and He will be? That's almost impossible. But that's what it is. He was, He is, He will be. Same, and the same. When we get repeated, almost like a mantra, you're allowed to do it, by the way. Mantra doesn't have to be just Hindu word. You can actually say, He was, He is, He will be. He was, He is, He will be. You can repeat it 72 times. You know, I'm start studying now Rabbi Avraham Abulafia. So somebody asked me if I can teach him that. I said, I'm not ready yet to teach it. It will take me some time because I've studied all the breathing technique. It's based on 72 names and breathing technique of how to transform your body also, not just your soul. It's very interesting. But I don't think I'm ready to teach it yet. I'm studying second time now. I'm not yet. Until I don't feel permission and because it's a deep stuff. He was Rabbi Avraham Abulafia, buried in Sicily. And Sicily is south of Italy, if you know where it is. It's like Italy. He was at a meeting with the Pope. He was supposed to meet the Pope. And it was all planned. But the rabbi from Spain at that time, it was a rabbi from, I don't know if it's Barcelona or Madrid. He was the head rabbi of the entire Europe. He sent people to kill him. It was a whole mess because he was very deep into Kabbalah and he did miracles. So he had to run away to Sicily and hide. And so I found a lot of his book. I'm reading him now. And then he has a student also, Rabbi Moshe Zachuta, who was the teacher of the Ari for mystical Kabbalah. So I finished this book. It's very, very nice. And there's so much Kabbalah out there. So much Kabbalah. Like, wow, where does those books come from? And, you know, so I was hiding it in the synagogue under my siddur. So I prayed this Shabbat in Shuvah. And so I'm doing it for many weeks. So somebody on the way out says, excuse me, can I ask you something? I said, yes. So what do you study? I said, Rabbi Avraham Abulafia, no big deal. So I didn't know you know what it is. I said, well, I really want you to teach me that. I said, I can't teach you that yet. I'm so sorry. I don't trust myself yet to teach it. It's very heavy duty, guys. Very heavy duty. It's out to say breathing between every name, what type of breathing, what type of vibration, and then things start to change around you, physical change. So I was tremendous. But again, in a physical level. But in the endless, nothing ever changed. And that's what God get those Kabbalists to become a Kabbalist. You know? What is a Kabbalist? What is a Mekubal? Kabbalist means Mekubal. What is Mekubal? If you translate the word Mekubal, Kabbalist, it means somebody that was, or he is, find God, maybe I should say, know that God accepts him. That's Mekubal. Mekubal means being accepted. You've been accepted. The word Mekubal in Hebrew, if you look at the word Mekubal in the Google, mean accepted. So once you feel you've been accepted by God, you are a Kabbalist. So yes, you got to study Kabbalah and the Zohar to get there. But feeling that being accepted by the Creator, that the Creator loves you unconditionally, then you can love the Creator unconditionally. But we don't believe. Why we don't believe that God loves us unconditionally? Everybody start thinking about all the sin and all the negative things they did. That's the line. But for the Creator, this is no time. If there is no time, you already did tshuva. You already changed. Everything is over. It's never a problem. But we cannot get there because it's very difficult to get to a place that everything is good and everything is perfect. A circle. The way God view you is through the circle. The way you view yourself and view God too is through the line. And that's why when people want to be able to connect to God, the first aspect, the first thing that they do, and I'm doing a series of lectures just on that soon, it's called the acceptance, to be able to feel that God accepts you the way you are. And if you can't get there, that's when you don't love God yet. You don't love the Creator. You don't love the Divine. You know? The first step is to understand 100% that the Creator, the Divine, love you. You know, on the radio show, I did the... What did I do the radio show? Yesterday. It was yesterday. So... They asked me, a lady called from Seattle. I didn't know where Seattle is in the beginning. I knew it's somewhere here, but I thought it's a small little town. I didn't know it's a city. It's a big city. So a lady called from there, and she asked a very good question. She said, okay, what's the first step? And I said, the first step is that you have to believe God loves you. And it was quiet. So are you there? She said, I'm there. This is big. I said, it is big. It seems small, but it's big. When you know it, 100%, wherever you walk out of the door, the Creator is in love with me. The Creator loved me, and it never changed. Never changed like the line. It circled all the time, circled. The way you are, Creator loves you. And if you get to this level, then you can change. Then you truly can become better. But people try to change the negative thing that they did and to do tshuva from a point of what I did wrong, how can I erase it? You know, I had the privilege many times to be with my teacher, you know, after Rosh Hashanah alone in his room. Many times. And, you know, conversation. Those words, that's the important word. And the idea, my teacher told me that when people fall into the illusion of time, or the illusion I'm bad or I'm good, so on. So I asked my teacher one time, what do you do in Rosh Hashanah? He's supposed to say that I did bad. So you go back in time before Adam and Eve. Yes. You cannot go before you born. Before Adam and Eve. What happened before Adam and Eve? It was a sin? No, it was not a sin. So before Adam and Eve, it was no time. It was no sin. That's a consciousness. Now you not understand the light. But if you don't go there, then for you the light change. Then for you the light is good mood and bad mood. Then for you the light have ups and down. Then for you the light is London fire or giving birth. You know, what a difference. If you see the conversation, I like to watch on Facebook, the CNN and all this, people put comment. And if you see the comment there, religion become like full blast. You have fight between Muslim and Christian there now on the internet about this has come from Allah and this has come from Jesus and this has come from Allah and this has come from Jesus. What happened? Because religion served the need of differences, served the need of the line. You know, We want to bring people to the circular energy, which means there's no such a thing as good or bad. And that's the ultimate goal, and that's the hardest thing to do. Hardest thing. If we get people to understand it, no war. Nobody need a gun. Because what is wrong? What is wrong? What is right? You know, what is wrong? Is the giver better than the receiver better than giver? Well, without receiver, you cannot be a giver. So it's better. So it's no longer to get to that level. That's what we studied. So you want to see tomorrow on the news, next week on the news, people changing. It's not for us to study. The study is not for us. You listen, you hear, you understand. I mean, we are a few people here. We are not a lot of people here. We have many people at home, right? But it's not enough. Not enough for us. But if we think that while we study, may, let's say we are now in the city of California, may the city of California start thinking like that. Or may the city of London will think like that. Or in the city of Poland, who are watching us now, in Warsaw, will be able to be able, Australia. People start to change. That's what we need, to think the light is complete, complete, never change. And then the reason I spoke long on this part, because Rav Ashlag mentioned Chas v'Shalom, God forbid, he used the word God forbid, that you will think that the light ever change. And when Rav Ashlag write the word Chas v'Shalom, we have to take it very seriously. It's Chas v'Shalom, God forbid, you cannot think like this, that there is a change. And I wish it for myself, not just for you, I wish it for me, I wish it for you, I wish it for the world, that we will be able to hold on to that understanding. I really wish it for myself, because a little thing not working, all of a sudden, it's going to happen, you know? Like today, we're supposed to receive 4 type of Zohar, we went to the printer, and it arrived only 2, because the other one, they flipped the cover with cover. It's still the Zohar, it's still the same, but the cover wasn't perfect, and the guy was ashamed. He said, I don't want to give you something not perfect. I said, well, it's a holy book. We can give it even like that. Even if the cover not perfect, we still give it because it's a holy book. And the idea, I could fall into the idea, like, why it has to be this way? Why it couldn't go? And it took us time. Last time we did it again, it didn't come out, right? So it takes a few times. There's a blessing in it too. Blessing in everything. Anyway. Al tishkach. Rav Ashlag say, do not forget, שאין הכוונה חז ושלום, again חז ושלום, again God forbid, במושגים המדומים במקום גשמי. Please, do not fall into the idea, when Rabbi Isaac Luria say, above and below, do not fall into the idea that we talk about physical above and physical below. So what does that mean? אלא הזך ביותר בכוני בחינת מעלה, whatever is more clean, whatever is less physicality, we call it above, והאווה, and the thick, והגרוע, and the worst, when you say worst, meaning something which has more physicality in it, מכונה בחינת מטה. So Rav Ashlag want us to understand, and he take it very seriously, that we should not look at the physical word that we use in Kabbalah. When we say above, usually people raise their eyes above, oh, God is above. Oh, below, no, it's not below. No, never below, it's above. No, above is a spiritual meaning that something being elevating itself from the physicality into spirituality. Okay? Less physical, above. More physical, below. שכל מה שאפשר להבין בהתפשוט האור מהמעציל ובטל בחינת נצל, וכך בחינת חידוש של שינוי הצורה שישנו בנצל. The way we observing the light is the way that the emanator come into emanated, or the giver coming into the receiver. How do we experience the light? Based on our ability to receive. Like I said before, one event will be experienced by different people differently, based on their desire. You are receiving things based on your desire, not based on the event. The event could be the same, exactly the same, but it doesn't mean that you will experience it like the person next to you. Depends what type of thing you went through in your life. דיינו, בחינת הרצון לקבל שנתחדש בו שאינו נמצא במעציל. Why is it like that? Because the רצון לקבל, the desire to receive, that exists within the container, not exists within the emanator, within the giver, within the divine. The divine doesn't have a desire to receive. So the way that the desire to receive, meeting the desire to share, that's what will experience the light. So how you experience the light is not what the light is. You experience the light the way you are. So based on who you are, that's what the light means for you. The light don't mean for you the light. So when person get more purified mean purified from the desire to receive, purified from me and my ego, then I can experience the light. So removing of the ego, it's not about some beating yourself up and manners, change and transformation. We are talking more about you are actually doing it, move the ego, so you can experience what really the light is all about. מחמת זה נבחן הנצל שהוא רחוק, אב ושפל. That's why the receiver or the emanated consider far, consider thick, consider lower, consider everything below the emanator, everything below the giver. כי שינוי הצורה מהמעציל עושה כל אלו, מפשר מבחינת המעציל לבחינת הנצל. What happened? Where is the emanated come from? Where is the receiver come from? The receiver is light too. They're both the light. The giver is light. And the receiver is light. So what makes the receiver a receiver and a giver a giver? Simple. The giver mission is to give. The receiver giver, the receiver mission is to receive. So when, because the receiver become with that job, and because the tzimtzum took a place, the contraction took a place, now it's been revealed to us the difference between the emanator and the emanated, the difference between the giver and the receiver. Before the tzimtzum, before the contraction, you couldn't see the difference between the emanator and the emanated. But why is the emanated different than the emanator? Because there is receiving there. And if there is receiving aspect there, now there is thickness, there is lower, there is everything that is the opposite of the emanator. כי שינוי הצורה מהמציל עושה כל יום בהפשור מבחינת המציל ובחינת זה, גם ידעת ששינוי הצורה הזאת דיינו הרצו לקבל, אינו נגלה בבת אחד המתרקם לאט לאט. And you need to remember that desire that the emanated develop doesn't happen right away. It's been developed through four stages that we spoke about last week. דלת בחינות נגמרת צורתו בתכלית הגדולות בבחינת דלת. התחלנו יוצא לנו, and because of that, we need to understand that every desire to receive klusha b'tor adal b'china alef shel adal b'chinot tekova yotor b'sir, and because of that whatever is less desire, that's a trick, less desire it's closer to the creator, more desire far away from the creator. It's a paradox a little bit, because less desire don't receive, but it's close to the creator. More desire, yes, receive, but far from the creator. Paradox. Very big paradox. Why is it paradox? Simple. Because we think, if I want more, I get more. Always, when you want more, you are far away. Whatever want more, always far away. Whatever want less, always closer. And that's why you have to control what? Your desire. Your desire, when you eat, your desire, whatever you do. If a person is not capable to control their desire, they're not capable yet to make a difference, because they're not the light. They are the vessel. They are reactive. What is reactive vessel? What is a giver is like proactive, right? So a person who's always, always reactive, receiving, receiving, receiving. What am I reacting to? To my receiving, right? I mean, that's all what I'm experiencing. I'm not into giving, right? Poor me. I'm not good enough. People say, I'm not good enough. That's reactive too. You know? Or people will ask you, has everything went well? But they make that face that, please don't tell me it didn't. So you can. If everything went well, what are you going to tell them? No, it went terrible. I mean, if you ask me, I will tell you it went terrible. But most people wouldn't do that. Everything went well? Yeah, it was terrible. Did you like the food I made? Actually, I hate it. It's too salty. You know, like, so why they do that? Because that's reactive. They don't want to hear. Just be quiet. People will tell you if it's good in the end. You'll wait 1 week, 2 weeks. They will come. Hello, by the way. You know, so think about it. Anyway, so there is four phases. הרי היא נבחנת לקרובה יותר למאזין. שובה יותר וזכה יותר ולעונת, כי השינוי צורה שבה אינו כל כך גדול כמו גבל המחשב הרחב. Prabetzo. So he's going to the first phase, it's closer to the light. Second phase is a little bit further. Third phase is a little bit further. שהרצון שבה גדול מבחינת א', רחוקה מן המעציל, ביותר ואהבה ביותר ושפלה ביותר ותחתונה מבחינה ראשונה. עד שעד בחינת ד', when the fourth phase, היא רחוקה מהמעציל יותר מכולם. מלכות, the end sof, the fourth phase is so far from the light and from the emanator. And it is lower and it's thick and it's physical more than all the other level. And that's what it means when the kav, when the line was coming from above to below. So it doesn't mean above to below like we know it, from the sky to the ground. Above to below mean it went through Pchina Aleph, Pchina Bet, Pchina Gibel, Pchina Dalet. It went through first level, second level, third level, fourth level. But it doesn't mean from above to below in a physical term. I want to make sure it's clear, because that's the language that they used to use. The Kabbalists used to use that language, okay? דיינו מבחינה ראשונה זה מבחינה דלת, שהיא התחתונה ביותר בכולם. ועניין מעלה ומה תעבור להתחיל שאתה עם מציאת הקו. So now when every time that we say above and below, we know we talk about the line. Because in the circle it was no above and below. Circle, there is no above and below. There is no beginning, no end. Circle, no endless. כי בטרם שהאיר הקו, before the line was coming to shining, before the line coming to fruition, for manifestation, before the line came to a manifestation of whatever it need to do, meaning doing the tzimtzum, doing the contraction, לא נבחן שם מעלה ולמטה, אלא אחר שקיבלה אור בחינת קו לבד. So as the line came in, then you start seeing above and below. פרושו שלא קיבלה אותו בכל דלת הבחינות, רק על גיבל בחינות ראשון שבא לבד. בחינת דלת נשארה חושך בלי אור. So what is the line did? The line, let me make a picture here so you can relate. Even better not to do a picture. Sometimes just for the limud, just for the study of it, okay? So if we talk about the light after the line, so now the line is coming and it receives by three level, but the fourth level, this is just a picture. I don't want you to it's something like that. So the line give light to all those level, but nothing come here. Here it stay dark. And this is D. This is Malchut. Okay, so this is A. Koch. Ma. This is B. Bina. And this is C. The Aaron pin. So what Rav Ashlag explained, that the light couldn't reach the line, couldn't reach to Malchut. Why? Because Malchut was the place where the Tzimtzum took a place, the contraction took a place. The contraction can only take a place in a place where there is a true desire. We study for many weeks that the true desire only happened at the fourth level. And because of that, that's the one place where the light couldn't reach after the Tzimtzum. And that's why Malchut stay, nishar choshech, it become dark with no light. And now everybody look at the Pchina Dalet, at Malchut, and see it as something lower. Because in something fulfilled, you cannot see the differences. Differences can only appear when there is emptiness. Differences cannot appear when there is fulfillment. Fulfillment covers the differences. We're going to remember that. So when you take a large amount of people and everybody is fulfilled and happy, there's no difference between people. Doesn't matter how much money you have or how much happiness you have. You fulfill. Once one of the people in the crowd not receiving what he wished to receive and everybody else do, then, for whatever reason, could be he has more desire. He want more from life, like Pchina Dalet. So he want more from life. And he said, what I want is to become like God, to become like the Creator. The way I will get there, I don't want nothing. So, okay, the light said, no problem. So I'm going to give just a little bit of amount of light. Because just the Malchut by itself receive 99% of the light. So if Malchut say no, you don't need a lot of light for the A, B, and C. It's a little bit of light. It's enough for them. That's called the line. So now what happened? The next stage, it seemed to everyone who was observing the picture that Malchut is way lower level than all the A, B, and C. Before that, all the level looked the same. Everything looked the same. Because when things fulfill, you don't know there is A, B, C, and D. It's come as one unit. And that's why unity between people can only happen if everybody is fulfilled and everybody is happy. You cannot go and ask people to be united. There's no such a thing. You can ask people, let's help you to be fulfilled. Let me help you to be happy. Now, unity will follow after that. You know, unity will follow after that. I remember when I was in school, elementary school. So I studied in a school of, it was a yeshiva. It was a Orthodox school for Holocaust survivors. Now, I'm Sephardic. I don't know nothing about Holocaust. Only about 5 years ago, I found out my mom was involved in the Holocaust because it went all the way to Libya. I didn't know that. I just discovered. I said, Mom, why you never told me? She said, well, you never asked. So you never asked. She said, tell me. She told me that my grandfather went to camp, but I didn't know nothing, nothing. You know? So in that school, we used to have, on Friday before Shabbat, you come, it's not a band, it's everybody plays something, I don't know. So, but you know, they give you instrument. And I always, whatever I would do, I end up with the worst part of the choir, of the band. I don't know if you know what it is. It's a triangle that you all, you know what I'm talking about? There's no job. Nothing. There's no job for this thing. There's no job. It's the worst. Everybody, even that guy, they do it just ping 3 times. I did nothing. It's in the end. They were waiting for the end when it's going to be over. And the entire time, you know what I'm talking about? The triangle, something, musical maybe it's called. And you do cling. That's it. That's the entire job. The entire job. 25 minutes orchestra and you are. So I remember I was so depressed. Like, why everybody? So I'm not fulfilled. So how can that be unity? So if I will be fulfilled and you will be fulfilled, and it's based on two things. Giving you the fulfillment you need and learn to control your desire. It's not enough that I'm giving you. Are you capable to control your desire? When you learn to control desire and I'm busy giving you, that's Mashiach. That's the Messiah. So everybody fulfilled. Of course it will be unity. Why wouldn't it be unity? Right? Why wouldn't it be unity? Why wouldn't it be unity? Money is basically control peace and money control war. Right now they use money for war. But money is the only solution for peace. People who are smart enough to know what to do with it, it will bring peace. Money is the solution for peace. If you make people chase money, just tell them chase money. Slowly, slowly they will be so busy making it, who would care about dying or taking a risk? But people they have no hope anymore. People who kill have no hope. They don't believe tomorrow will be good. They don't believe in it. Like I told you about that program in Miami, that they get teenager and younger men that commit a crime. I love that program. I was watching it on TV, on HBO. And what they do with them, they will go for life for prison. So the police and the prison and the government is giving them a second chance. And they go to a boot camp. They go to that boot camp for 6 months. And if they're able to overcome whatever problem they had before, they don't have to go to prison. Within that group of people, it's 40 people, not everybody making it. Because they feel too humiliated by the army people, the army people training them. Mm-hmm. And they get humiliated. They say, I'm not doing that. And you see how the guy who's training, I think it's from Puerto Rico, from Cuba. I think it's from Cuba, yeah. It's from Cuba. He's the top officer. And he takes the guy to the room. He's telling him, one of the people, he has to be tough. But in the room, he said to him, why? He's telling him, What do you care that I humiliate you in front of the group, but you don't go for prison for life? It's better I humiliate you, you get over with that, and things will be okay. And they don't get it. Not everybody making it. It bothered me so much. I was just sure I cry. So why? Because you need to be able to control your desire. Yes, fulfillment will come, but what about your desire? Can you control your desire? And that's why it means, yeah, what does it mean? Suddenly, Malchut was revealed not to be so elevated anymore. Not so elevated anymore. And that said, משאין כך בעת הציבור, זה היה עובי כל דבר בקום מפת אחת, לא היה עוד העיקר הזה בין הבחינות כנל. What happened? Doing the צמצום, doing the contraction, the light disappeared from everything. Whoop! It was dark everywhere. But the light can never stop giving. So that's why it's saying in the Talmud, Mashiach can come either when it will be disaster for everybody, or it will be fulfilled for everybody. What do we prefer? Fulfill. But there is another way to bring Mashiach. And there is a group of people, actually, that are in, I don't know if it's in Munich or in Berlin. There's a group of people who meet from all over the world, and they believe that they can bring the Messiah by doing worst thing in the world. There's a group of people. I met one person from there. It's true. They believe in it. They believe they bring enough chaos to the world, and Messiah will come. The problem, they have a foundation for that. They have a foundation in the Talmud that if you have enough chaos, that's how you do it. Or if you have enough fulfillment for everybody, that's how you do it. So you have both ways. Money, people with the big money, they can control the world, control the food, control electricity, control everything. If you use money in the right way, the rich people today can bring the peace. So being rich, it's a test. It's not a privilege, it's a test. Because when you get money, that's when you've been tested to see if you can bring peace with it. You know, I remember my teacher once, I asked him a question. He had a student, and he has a person asking him for a job. The person asked him for a job, he begging for my student. The student say, okay, I give you a job. He gave him the job, and the guy drinking coffee, eating food, doesn't even work. Come to his office, the boss have about 150 workers. And he comes to his boss, sitting there drinking coffee with him, and say, you know, yesterday my wife talked to me, and the guy just studied Kabbalah, now he doesn't know what to do. Like, he's supposed to be nice and manners, but the guy is like, not appreciating what he was receiving. So I remember we asked my teacher together, and my teacher said, but from now on, you have to look at him like a tzedakah box, like a charity box, you know, charity box, where you put the coin. That's how you look at him. You give him money every month. He's never going to do the work. He's never going to change. But that's your charity. You write him a check, give him a charity. He's never going to change. That's beautiful. And that guy, after he started doing it, 8 months after he started doing it, he doubled his business. And this guy keep bothering him. Like even if we study, he will walk inside with the coffee and say, well, what's going on here? Like he's the boss. He's telling me, yo, say something. So I don't know. It's our blessing. Then he sold his company eventually. He sold his company in public. Become very wealthy. It's amazing. It just sometimes we don't look at the problem as the solution. We think the problem is actually the problem. But the only reason he made the money, because he was, like before I met him, he would almost take a gun and shoot the guy. Like nobody talked to me like that in my office. You know, the change that this guy made, I'm sure God is like laughing, like, wow, how do you do it? I look at him, I said, how do you do it? I told him, I said, I don't know how you do it. You know, like the change, where he came from to where he is, there's not such a person like that. I never met a person like that. So the idea that he was able to look at him now, a box where he put the money for charity. So the poor is around him. And where is the poor? He gave him every month's money for what? Nothing. For just charity. I think it's beautiful. I find it beautiful. I find it beautiful. So Malchut was revealing itself now that it's dark. Everybody was dark before. But once the lion starts giving the light, it cannot give the light to Malchut. So Malchut stayed dark. So now you know why we're calling our universe. Wait, was that clear there? Was that clear? Yeah. So again, before the Tzimtzum, all the light disappeared. After that, Kav, line, but not all the way to Malchut. So we call our universe in Hebrew is called Olam. Olam, O-L-A-M. From the roots in Hebrew, the language of Hebrew, the roots for Olam, Ne'elam, disappear, because the light disappears from where we are. So we are living in the dark. We are living in the dark. Somebody did a movie like that. It's a very dark movie. It's not for everybody. I not recommend it. You got to be careful if you watch it. It's scary. It shook me. It's called Dark City. Again, it's not for everybody. I not recommend it for everybody. It's going to give you a nightmare. It's called Dark City. And it's talking about something similar. You know, but again, it's not for everybody. Okay, guys, I think that's enough for the brain for today.